Well, there was 1.54 million visitors that came over the 7 days of celebration, and they had a huge impact on the city of Baltimore and the region of Baltimore. The total economic impact for celebration was $166.1 million for the week-long event, and that is $97.7 million in direct impact. That's visitors who spend dollars at the restaurants, at hotels, for gas and transportation, for retail, at local attractions, tourist attractions. That also is the direct impact is money spent by vendors who came to celebration to market their business, such as Papa John's, M&T Bank, Constellation Energy. This is also fresh dollars that was spent by Star Spangled Celebration, SS 200 Inc. And that is money that they spend in the community. And these are fresh dollars. This is money that they generated from sponsors outside of the community and spent within the community. And that made up $2.5 million in spending through the operating budget.
How do you measure the number of people who attended when most of the events at Celebration, if not all of them, I think most of the events at least, were free? How do you measure that?
Yeah, it's we find this a problem with many special events that we do economic impact studies for that don't have admissions or a gate to walk through. And actually, I've never seen anyone go through such a methodical process as Star Spangled Celebration to get to this number. And there was a room full of people who sat down and looked at aerial photos and then estimated the crowd density. And we put some survey research into this as well, such as where did you go and how long did you spend? So we knew where the crowds were moving and how long they were spending in certain areas throughout the city. We brought in the Baltimore Fire Department, who has a good idea of crowd density and how to count people. We used Visit Baltimore. We used someone from the who else we pulled into that meeting, but it was really official, and we came to count for each day's and came to the number of 1.54 million.
Now, the 1.54 million people who came, what percentage would you say were from the Baltimore area? What percentage would you say were from out of town?
Well, we did survey research over the 7 days of the event. Forward Analytics conducted surveys with about 1,500 visitors in the Inner Harbor area, as well as Fells Point, as well as the airport for the air show out at Locust Point and Fort McHenry. And we found that about 23% were Baltimore City residents, and close to the same percentage were Baltimore County residents. A significant portion came from outside of the state, and we had about 23 states that were represented in our findings. But 26.8% of visitors reside elsewhere in Maryland, that's outside of the city and outside of the county, and then 28.2% of Celebration visitors resided out of state.
Probably guessed the answer to this, but what was the most popular event? I'll see if I'm right.
What's your guess?
I guess would be the air show, the weekend with the Blue Angels.
It ranked, but actually viewing the tall ships and the naval vessels were the most popular. We asked them to rank the most popular events in our survey, and viewing tall ships, naval vessels was number one, and then the free tours of the ships and the Blue Angel Air Show. Those were the top three.
I guess I stand corrected. I thought my guess would be, but it ranked. Okay. Now, in terms of the types of events that you've done an analysis for, there were people in Baltimore who were saying this was going to be 10 times the size of the Baltimore Grand Prix, which is another event. I don't know that you do any work for the Baltimore Grand Prix, but in terms of the types of events that you've analyzed, how does Celebration compare in terms of size, in terms of economic impact?
Well, like I said, the sheer volume of people coming to the city for this event was significant. And as I mentioned, we haven't done an event quite this large. So it's hard to measure. It's definitely apples to oranges and not apples to apples and these sort of things. But just the sheer volume of people, I don't know if you were down in the harbor for the event, but it was mind-blowing. There were just so many people, and everyone was happy. And celebration actually was the real draw. In our survey, we asked the question, is celebration the main reason you're in the Inner Harbor area? 90% said yes.
I guess, is there any advice that you're offering to organizers to make this better, you know, improve on these numbers, although these numbers are very impressive?
Right. Well, the next event is going to be a 10-day celebration. Adding a few more days, I think it is going to be a unique challenge just to create enough events throughout those 10 days to draw people, to draw that large of a crowd for all 10 days. But I think they have a good handle on it.